Hey, you know what else? Oh, you see when I was talking to you about the broken homes thing, yeah? Mm. You said something about how the mum and... what did you say? Something
about where are you
the
now?
Baby mum and the baby dad are compatible stuff. Yeah. You see, my thing is, when you have a kid, like, because obviously, I don't know, obviously, your dad and mum were together, innit?
They were together for my brother and my sister then when I was born.
Oh, when you was born, yeah. Because you see with me, yeah, it's like, when my mum and dad weren't together, it was just all like, you know what I mean? Like, he won't dare, man, had to go and see him. Like, I want it, yeah. Like, all, you in see, my personal opinion is that I want it all in one house, innit?
Yeah. But you know what? The reason
but I'm... sometimes, don't get me wrong, with circumstances, you have to die.
So,
okay. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, that, you get it.
Yeah.
But if there's something that you can
keep together,
but this that's what I meant.
Don't you think,
but
yeah,
well, that... we're going 30 minutes, we're going back to that because that's what I was meant to say.
Don't you think, yeah, that it's more to do with the acceptance and the tolerance level you have of your partner because your partner is never going to be perfect.
Yeah, but it's all about
the tolerance level needs to be high.
This is what I'm saying.
Because you need to be able to tolerate it to the point where it's not affecting.
I don't think tolerance is the right word.
Nah, it's like it's partnership, man. It's partnership.
But you have to.
Because no, it's not. Because
there's
going to
be aspects of you that your partner does not like.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Aspects of me that my partner, you know. So it's the tolerance.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, that's what. That's.
It's more to me. It's more about understanding.
Understanding.
That,
yeah.
Tolerance. Tolerance is crazy, but I know what you're saying.
I'm saying. I know what you're trying to say. I'm saying that. If you don't like what your partner's doing, like if you don't like something, what you're like, say for example, like someone's partner watches battle rap, you don't like it, but soon enough you got a gratitude to start watching that as well. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all yeah, what's the word? There's a word for it, man.
Hey, Mandem. What am I saying, man? Germany coming it?
No, come still.
Massacre's performing. He just got announced in the lineup. But Max Massacre lied, next though, to yeah, that coffee.
I was so disappointed with City Splash this year, man. City Splash this year.
Oh, swear then.
Let me ask you.
It's all right, man.
I know if you might have seen this year. All like the American rappers, like they're all trying to push streets.
I see that. Yeah.
Now obviously, like the way like a lot of us grew up here, like, how do you man feel about that? Because, like them man pushing that narrative in their music.
Me personally, I think it's a good thing, innit, Carl? Because like at the end of the day, like the streets is just it's just the streets, innit? It's yeah, nothing right. Going on, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just jail, dead, going funerals, your mum's suffering, like it's just dead, innit? Gay. Obviously, them Americans as well, they're all like, you know what I'm saying? They got their music going on. They're big now, so yeah, I understand that, man. Streets for real, man. Streets are shit, man.
You see what? And I'm glad you brought it up, yeah. I saw Boozy make a comment about it, saying, "If you man are pushing F the streets, stop rapping about the streets. Stop
it's
rapping
the
about the violence, because you're saying one thing, but every music you're producing is about
the streets.
You can't say, oh, F the streets, but every tune you're making, man, was trapping under the
But that's what they know, though.
And yeah, then just talk about something else, because look at Kendrick Lamar, then.
Yeah,
if guys start rapping like Kendrick Lamar, people are going to be like, oh, stop talking about this stuff, all this
this
stuff.
Is, this is Kendrick this is the street, issue.
Guys. If NBA was to rap like Kendrick Lamar, you ain't going to like it, are you?
Nah, but listen, but this is the issue with us black community, innit? That's why sometimes I can't stand black community because everyone's talking about doing all this together and all this jazz, but then you're saying, oh, f- the streets. Well, no. I agree to it, innit? Mm-hmm. Even that stuff like oh, I don't even want to mention it. Ah, forget it. Go on. Land. I was going to mention some name, but forget it. Go on, land. Like, I was gonna say something crazy. God.
Obviously, on the face of it, it's a good
thing. It is.
But I do think that it's like what's that saying? It's like the right message but the wrong messenger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That Iman was saying, all these men, you just look at them as hypocrites, bro. Because then you'll turn around and say, yeah, but like, that's what comes with the streets. When you actually think about it. A normal, like, civilian, shouldn't be thinking about, oh, I shouldn't snitch. Oh, nah, I shouldn't call the police. Why? If you're a normal 9-5 or not in the law, you don't do nothing. Why are you thinking like that? But obviously, because all this stuff is like, especially to black people, because all this stuff is pushed in your face and that's what you see, you kind of internalize that thought process as well, when really truly it weren't.
They want that.
Put in place for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just put in place for a man that are doing things.
What would you think about the... Let's bring 6ix9ine into this situation.
Yeah.
Do you think the situation that he was in, because obviously he was claiming to be a street youth and whatever, but then he ended up snitching. But now he's got one of the highest fames in America of everything he's doing. Do you think he was in the wrong for snitching in that situation that he got?
Yeah, he was in the wrong, because I'll tell you why. Yeah, because he was claiming that he was in the streets saying, F this guy, F all of these people, you get it? Then when push comes to shove, when they all got arrested, my man's telling. You know what I mean? You're not meant to be telling when you're in the streets. No, he was claiming he was in the streets. When you're saying F these people, this is why I say people out there, like, know what you're saying on the internet.
Do you reckon he got manipulated to be in that?
Bro, there's no manipulation. You're a big man. He's a big man. He started going in the streets when he was like 23 or something.
I can't lie to you.
Go on.
If your manager tells you, yo, portray yourself to be like this and I'll give you this amount of money, brother, you're going to do it.
Bruv,
a lot of men pretend. Remember, a lot of men pretend in this.
And people find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Slim Jesus. Man's talking about all these.
This is what the media feeds. They'll get people and pay you and pretend to be your people that you're trying to rap about. Mm. And then when you surround yourself with rappers like that, you get clipped off. But, look at Tupac, for example. That Donnie was not that guy. As much as everyone liked to believe he was, because he made songs that was about it.
Tupac's thing.
People around him, bro.
Tupac 6ix9ine's way different. Tupac wasn't a gangster. We all know that, innit? You get it? He was more like, his music touches souls, innit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but it's the same scenario. Like, because
6ix9ine's different, man.
He got shot, bro, then come the bars and all the rapping.
Yeah, because he fought them, man.
But then, you wasn't that guy, though.
No, but he fought them as, you know what I'm saying?
Now, going back to the 6ix9ine thing,
go on.
That situation specifically, I blame the hood man them around him more than I
manipulation. This is what I was saying.
No, it's not. It's not.
They manipulated.
No, it's not. I won't even say
they just used him.
They used him to get where they need to.
I won't say manipulation because I can't lie. Like, if you hear 6ix9ine speak, like, he knew what he was doing. He just didn't care. But I'm saying, in a sense, like, he's not a hood guy like that. He's not a astute guy like that.
But look at him now, though. I feel like he's doing very well.
Hold on. At the time it happened, yeah, it was a mutually beneficial agreement. You know what I mean? Like, he's putting their gang on. He's feeling them out money, putting money into the hood, and he's coming off that rep. Like, he's rapping about it. Like, you know, you need to blow up in the rap game. You need that image as well. But again, if you're doing that, fine. Leave it in the music. Like, they're bringing this guy again, who's not a street guy like that, around all the street. You know what I mean? That's where, like, I look at them. Like, he's not involved like that. So you shouldn't be seeing these things. You shouldn't know about what's going on. Just leave it to the music. You know what I mean?
I'll be honest, yeah. Like, there's bear snitches out here anyway, man. Who cares, man? You know what I'm saying?
Listen, if you don't live in that world where snitching means anything, you're going to tell. And you're not going to think anything about it.
You're not a snitch.
But you know what it is?
What I'm trying to say to you is, yeah?
You know what
like
it is?
He just said there's a lot of snitches in this world, yeah? Now, if I don't live in that mindset of, well, I don't know what the interpretation of a snitch is, brother, I'm going to snitch. So, like you were saying, we all grew up in a way in which snitching to us when we were growing up was the thing that you just don't do, right? Now, if we grew up in a place where snitching didn't mean anything to us, we would gladly call the police and be like, hello, there's something going on down the road.
I still won't do it because you know what it is? You know, snitching is when you're doing a crime with someone. That's what it means. Then they start telling, bro.
Let me give you an example. Right.
Like when 6ix9ine told my man, go and do the mad thing to Chief Keith. And then come on, bro. And he snitched on my man. It don't make no sense.
Let me give you an example, right? This is what happened to me last Monday, yeah? You might know I work on the trains.
Yeah.
Cool. So there's two of us that work.
Yeah.
One old guy tried to bump the train, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
We've escorted him off. But he was going back and forth with the guy that I work with. He's calling him
All sorts of names.
A bold prick.
He's saying
boldy, boldy, biddy, big. He was winding him up.
All sorts of names.
But the guy was cool with me, right?
Yeah,
cool. Whatever, now. Long story cut short, he's got let through the train by the other staff. As he's walked through, he's turned around and said to the guy I was working with, I'm going to fuck you up. So, and then he slapped him, right? My partner now had him in the face.
Yeah, cool.
So now them two are getting it cracking.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever, we've sorted it out. Cool, whatever. My man ducked out, we got him at the station. He's run off. Cool, police have grabbed him. The guy I work with has called police straight away and reported that he's got assaulted. Cool.
Okay.
So now everybody's in the station had to write a statement. But I didn't write a statement. But the woman was pressuring me, saying that you write a statement. Even my partner that I was working with saying, like, you need to write a statement. And I'm like, no, I don't want to write a statement. Like, I know what's happened. There's cameras here. I don't want to write the statement. I don't feel comfortable in it. But now he feels a type of way on that because I didn't write the statement, what the police were asking. He feels like he doesn't want to work with man anymore because he feels like I don't have his back type of thing. Even though we went to escorted the guy out and I've got him away and everything, my man feels a type of way that because I didn't tell the police what happened in the situation and he's basically come to man on the level saying, bro, this ain't the roles, this is work. If I need you and I need you to say something, I want you to say it. Can't think that you're on this.
No,
I don't want to do it.
Wait. What guy? Do you see that guy? Yeah. What the mistake he made is?
He's a normal civilian. Wait,
yeah. No. I'm gonna touch on that.
Very normal.
You're not his brethren, so you don't have to write a statement. You lot are not friends. You lot just work colleagues.
Yeah.
You don't need to write a witness statement.
He's been smacked up at work.
Yeah, but you don't need to though.
But you don't need to put yourself.
I hear what you're saying.
Yourself in the thing.
Yeah. You don't need to get involved. You could just say, listen, I'm not involved. That's it.
See, now the only problem is, you writing a statement and a report is only protecting the both of you because it's in a work environment. Even if cameras have covered whatever is covered, it's to protect any allegations that may be made towards you or him. So they're obviously going to want to see your side of the story. So what is your reason for not actually writing that statement?
Because I grew up in the type of area and everything around me that snitching is wrong. It's been infatuated in me. I won't snitch because I don't feel like this is a scenario where you put yourself in something to snitch. I don't think it's that. It's not life-changing. It's not threatening. It's not affecting me. And I don't want to open my mouth and say, oh, yeah, he got in the face and he did this. Because the guy that I work with, he's trying to push charges, bro. I'm not going to court. I'm not doing none of that stuff just because you had a little ruffle and scruffle with a random guy. People do this randomly on road. So when I'm telling him this is normal, he's basically getting onto me and he's not happy with me because he's basically
saying, he's got all rights,
this is work. This ain't streets of where you grew up. This is work.
And he'd
if
be
I
correct.
Need you to open your mouth, I want you to open your mouth type of thing. But that's how he's putting it. But now I feel guilty for not opening my mouth. But I don't want to open my mouth.
But no.
He's got a black eye.
Hold on. G-Man is on a rat because he doesn't have to.
You don't have to. But if you're working with somebody, a colleague, they also need to know you have their back.
My viewpoint of it is a little bit different. Like, if that happened just randomly on the road, then I hear what you're saying. But because, again, it's in a work environment, to me it's different. Like, remember, you might not know what I'm going to say, but you remember back in the day when we were switching over to the new stuff, innit? And then, remember, how did I say this? Rice Bowl.
Yeah.
Just to give a quick overview, right? Like, I was in my office, yeah, and stuff was happening, innit? I heard a conversation, yeah, about someone that we're cool, like, for each other in the office, innit? Heard a conversation about her. And obviously, like, stuff's being moved around, so people gotta, like, look the part and stuff, innit? So I told her what I heard, like, just be mindful, innit? Be correct. Didn't go in that person's way now, yeah. After the fact, because of what I heard and he was saying it, yeah, she, I don't want to get too much into it, but basically, like, she tried to do a mad thing, innit?
I throw you in it.
Basically, innit? yeah, tried to throw.
And you was looking out for her.
Yeah, and so the higher ups in my spot, yeah, pull me in. And the thing is, yeah, I wasn't new at the time, but like the person who was about, I ain't trying to go head to head. Like, don't involve me in it, you know what I'm saying? So when the higher ups pulled me in, I basically said to them, like, I won't say I snitched, yeah, but I said what I needed to say to get, like, just to.
He's obviously given whoever's involved a heads up, though.
Yeah, but that's
what I'm saying. And it backfired on
Like I said, snitching is when you're doing a crime with someone and you both get caught and the other guy told. That's it, bro. Yeah. Writing is where, like, you're just giving the information to the feds. Like, you want money out of it or something. You want a reward out of it. You know what I mean? That's it.
I'm saying all that to say, is this, that mentality to me is a hood man, it's a street hood mentality. In my opinion, shouldn't be brought into that professional set. You know what I mean? They're two different
things. So do you think I should help him?
Oh, personally, yeah.
Would you help him? You should have given him. But do you not feel like...
You see me personally, I would have written a statement because at the end of the day, this is work. I'm come here to work, pay my bills,
this
and go
is how
home.
I feel.
We are not friends. I've learned this exactly from this work stuff for years. We are not bedrooms. I'm telling you.
At your workplace, what's the protocol?
Bro, listen.
I had to write an incident report to my manager. Yeah, I gave him the incident report.
Then just give that to them.
But then the feds are asking me what's happening. Like, I'm just like, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, no.
This is what I'm saying.
In
to
that
them,
situation,
I don't feel
you don't actually have to give a statement. All you have to do is just.
But they've got like 3 statements of other guys.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
fine.
I don't feel comfortable.
They can use CCTV footage in that situation.
Yeah,
or use the incident report.
But it's in a train.
But no, you made it seem
in the station.
You made it. Bad
you made it seem like your work was asking you to write a report and you didn't want to write that.
Not my work. I'm saying my colleague.
So it was the police that asked you to write a report?
The police wanted a report.
Fair enough.
But this I said no. But my, one second, man. But my colleague, because I'm saying I denied to write that report to the police. My colleague feels a type of way because he's the one who got assaulted and he feels like I don't have his back basically telling what the situation was.
But who said it first? The your colleague or the other guy?
The other guy said he slapped him first.
And he punched his face.
And then he punched his face and then he...
Then your colleague end up having a black eye.
Yeah, he's got a black eye.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah. Fair fight, man.
But
you get me?
Thank you. This is what I'm saying.
Fair
I'm
fight.
Saying
you
to
lost.
Him,
and you wanna, and
you,
then you call the police.
But he called... But my colleague has gone out the way to call
you're
the
mad
police.
As well, I know.
Now police have come.
Man lost, they called the police. Could have took it in the chin.
That's a bit different now. What I was trying to say is that just follow your protocols of your work. Don't be like,
Wait, hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where his colleague messed up, you're not meant to be fighting a customer anyway.
Yeah, he's not.
You're not meant to be fighting
a
customer. Why are you fighting back? He's talking about all these roads and that. Why are you fighting at your workplace?
But this is
you meant
I'm
to
saying.
Conduct yourself.
My colleague has
what are you talking
this
about?
This is what I'm saying to you. My colleague has said to me on a personal thing that he feels a type of way that I didn't open my mouth to the police because he feels like I don't have his back in this situation. Even though we've got the guy out and that, but he feels like that if something was worse was to happen,
with the black
I'm
eye,
not
bro.
Someone that you can rely on to tell my side of the story because I already said I don't want to do it
both.
And I don't feel comfortable.
He got the AJ hook.
But obviously the managers are not saying nothing to me. Don't ever get it twisted. They're not saying nothing. It's cool. I gave them an incident report, but... He feels a type of way towards
it's your
me,
personal like, relationship then.
Yeah, that,
yeah, but
more
both,
that.
Both of your opinions are valid. You don't want to have to write
speak,
a statement.
But he feels...
And like, he's entitled to.
But he's a normal guy. He's a normal...
It doesn't matter. He's entitled to feel
guy.
That way about
yeah,
you. Right?
Yeah, he does.
He's
he does.
To feel
does,
that way about
he does,
you.
He does.
So both of your opinions are valid in this situation.
Yeah, he does.
It's just a no-win situation for both.
I just wanted you man's opinion on it because I... It's one of those where it's iffy, isn't
it?
I
mean, is that what
and I've only been there... Couple of months.
Is that what Kizzle said? Don't get yourself involved in something you don't need to get yourself involved in.
Second of all, you are at a workplace. What are you doing with someone anyway? Even though if the guy hits you,
slapped,
your role he's not rolled. Go and talk to your manager. He hit me or something.
You
don't fight,
on,
bro.
At the stations and that.
Nah.
Man's fighting a train station, guy mad thinking he's street fighter and that. All Rahu and all that. Rahu
nah,
and all that man there. Guy mad
opinion,
thinking he's Bruce Lee and that.
I don't know, man.
Come on, bro. Not professional,
you saying that work work environment snitching is different to the road snitching, would you say?
Bro, you man are not listening. Listen, snitching, when you do a crime with someone and when you both get nicked and he tells the other guy.
No, but I do believe as well, though, yeah, snitching could be on a format, yeah, and we could do a routing, yeah. You see your friend or someone, your colleague doing something, you then snitch to the manager and then that person gets fired.
I'm on that, that's snitching. There's bears on that still, there's bears on that. To me, that's not your business. You see that TikTok thing with that, there was one, there was the manager and some two other youths, and there's the guy in the background snitched on him, is that you know, my man went to Nottingham Carnival and that. You ever seen that? Bro, Josh, guy, mad. You see him? Hey, stay far from them, them guys there, bro.
Is that, that's that type
he's
of
not even Josh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. You see what the man is saying? Is
that's a super grass.
That snitching.
Yeah, he's a super grass.
That's probably more common than just going into the feds and...
Yeah, he's a spider.
Going out your way,
to snitch.
Have you ever seen that video?
I fully went on his social media page
and saw him whining with Gal on Carnival and told the manager. But the manager had my man's back, though.
Wait, backed him. The manager backed him still.
Listen, he took off dates on his annual leave.
Carnival and wine with Gal.
No, but he's obviously...
No, he called in sick.
He called in sick on the Monday.
Why would you say she's on annual leave? Like,
it made no sense. He called in sick. And then my man looked on his page.
If that happened to me, I'll look at my colleague for you.
No, but they're not boys anyway. My man does not like him.
So why are you on my socials?
He's gone on, he's typed in his name.
And found the social.
See him at Carnival whining with Gal. And told the manager he took this day off because he said he was ill.
Yeah, he was doing this. That guy deserved a head off.
And they've been going back and forth. Every day.
You know it is.
You're
messing with a guy's bread and butter.
For no reason.
For no reason.
I can't hear me, I see a rap watch, smart weird people smoking people on the block, like I'm looking at my window and it's actually pissing me off, all these little youths are taking the, I can't lie, I was this close though, I was this close calling the police, but I didn't. But you have to, that's more Karen though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's crying, you're crying as a YN, crazy, that's a Karen YN, it's crazy.
It's funny, yeah, like that same night I think some youths ended up getting up in that from that same
part. Well, you have to think about this, yeah, you can't we were doing that.
That's what I'm saying, you were doing it, so it's just, we guys won't consider it.
Guys will kick a guy's car for no reason. Like,
on hey, that, who's that?
No, not me. But that just sounds like guys will just do stupid stuff.
That sounds like you're overstimulated.
You said that, yeah, because that's me. That's what I'm thinking about. I've seen all these youths. My car's right there. I'm thinking.
Yeah, but kids do that. That just knock down the bin for nothing. Just being.
Nah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Knock down ginger and that.
Yeah, knock down ginger. Yeah.
Inconvenience. Dr. Happy's having guys on road for no reason.
Nah, going mad. Doctor was definitely doing that still.
My mum was the biggest Karen, bruv.
Your mum held a lot of the mandem down.
Yeah, my mum held the mandem down. But during lockdown and after a period of lockdown, mum lives next door to Airbnb. Any time that thing was going off, man wants to go there myself.
Because your mum deserves peace now, bruv. Right. See your mum, if she wants to write out her experience in Maryland, she could write a freaking Oscar Award nominee film.
Snitch on a party that was two roads away on Alma.
Yeah,
I don't live near, I live two roads away from Alma. She could hear it. I'm phoning the police, they're taking the pit. No, leave them. It's not even nowhere near you.
It's two roads away. The Maryland party, the Alma block party. Years ago.
Oh, yeah.
15 in the cage.
Aye, that was legendary.
I forgot his name, man. Shout out my man that put on the block party with guys, isn't it?
Yeah, man,
serious party. But touching back on your mum's situation, yeah, your mum is like.
She's been through the most. So.
Nah, you know it is.
But she's such a.
When you've had your parties at your house and there's a bunch of youths in and out of your house, she's saying shit up to all the neighbours that's complaining.
Bait, it's bait. Yeah.
But when it's bait. But,
so then what I'm trying to say is you can't be a hypocrite then.
This is what I say.
You can't do something and then turn around and be like,
is Mumsy. She is not hearing it. She used to hate these little youths next door in the Airbnb. Bro, me and him I'll be messaging him. There's a party. Bag out. Yeah, come we roll up. We're trying to go there. It's then you've got Mumsy there like, knock it off. What? I'm calling the police.
Hey, remember that video of that guy? Yeah, he had an Airbnb and the guy was trying to break down the door. And you're like, hey, brother, you can't be doing that thing right here. And he was recording him. You're like, hey, why are you crying?
Yeah. I still got the video. When
we'll post it up.
Calm down, bruv. Don't talk to me like that, bruv. Sort out your problems, bruv. When the girl, do you remember they used to live next door to man?
Yeah.
I think they were like Russian, Polish.
Italians.
They're Italians. They used to fight every day. Every day they were getting cracking every day, bro. Yeah, you come home.
They rock each other still.
Quiet and you hear, bro, you just saw some guy went outside one time with a pallet, started smashing the window. My man come outside, the big guy come outside, started banging the wheel. He's you see the guy on the floor getting banged up. He was mad, bro.
Hey, look, he didn't call Fez or nothing. You just let it happen.
Yeah, I let it happen.
Like, in a similar scenario when you were like, how your homegirl upstairs?
See?
Man just went home. I went outside and went
sleep. That's a next thing. That's your own separate thing, you know?
That's not my own separate thing. Hey, imagine. You wouldn't believe it.
That was crazy.
Imagine how sleeping it happened, you know? My new crib.
It's happened again.
Imagine, yeah. Oh, I woke up around 3 or something. Oh, I just heard some noise. I was like, not this again, man. Jesus, I come a long way. You know? I just went back to bed, man.
Oh, highest crimes come from when football team loses, bro. That's what's mad. I was looking into it the other day. It's mad. Your team loses.
Fueled on alcohol, come to the missus.
Quickly, yeah. I know I was a bit late, yeah, about the black community thing, yeah. You see from that last episode where we was talking about the Crepton Conan thing with the, I think one of the girls said something about the 10% and that, and all that stuff, yeah. That's the thing. Remember when these lot did the, what was their shop called? Shop Savers? Savers, sorry. Yeah. And everyone was like, the percentage is this and that. They only got low percentage, but they still got a percentage. They still own something, innit?
People just be saying anything to hate, man.
Know what I'm saying? And this is why it's hard for us black community to stick together, because once a black person be successful, there's always hate upon each other. Like, I don't understand that. It don't make no sense. My man got 25%. That's good. We should be applauding that.
There's always something.
There's always something. It's always something. Like, come on, man. And they got a new shop as well the other day. What's it called?
A restaurant thing.
Yeah, man. Let's big each other up, man.
Oh yeah, they collab with Smacks, isn't it?
Smacks, man. Come on, that's big, man.
Guys are making moves, bro.
That's big. I was right about they didn't make peas like that on the music thing. I watched it. They did not make peas. They started making peas now.
But that's
14
years.
It's like Nada's baby, bro. Prime example.
That's what I'm saying.
And the people that actually helped invest in that were other black artists.
AJ. I was going to say that name. That, you know that name, innit? Yeah. We can't talk about him. But yeah, him.
But yeah.
All them other guys.
You're saying people invested and they were black.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't say, you man should do this. You man. Bro, if you didn't invest, shut up.
Exactly, man.
Sit there in the background and just appreciate what's been happening.
And what I was going to say as well, this success is not overnight. You get it?
Yeah.
Look at Huss example. You know what I'm saying?
Takes time to build, man.
Bro. You get it? I don't want to touch up on his story. When he's ready, he's ready. You get it? But yeah, man. It took time. We was there when nobody liked us.
Shout your boy to come on. Yeah,
you get me? Nobody liked us. What would you say?
Hey, your voice kind of broke there. Like.
Yeah, bro. It was dark. Then when Huss made one or two tunes, hey!
But this is what you see bare people come around.
Bare people come around. Even that Alma, that party. People that block party. You know how many people? It's filled up the whole cage.
No, you can even relate it to the podcast. Car, right now, you can say that the support from our own immediate friends,
it's not there.
It's been mere to none. The minute it starts blowing more.
Yeah, come on. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Now, I can say this, and I will stand by it.
That goes with anything.
Yeah, it goes with anything, yeah.
I don't even get upset.
You know, no, trust me, you can't pay too much attention to it.
No one's getting upset. I don't get upset, but I am.
No, but you know what it is? I am aware.
Of course.
So when it does get to the point where things stop, yeah, please don't be around me. And I will tell you, don't be around me, because you can't just be around me when things are now on up and up. You should have been around me now. You get it? Anything. You know, help is free, right?
That's what G Herbo
said. As a friend, help is free.
Have you seen
when you had your event, what did I do? I posted it up. Man, you didn't have to tell.
What event?
I did events,
bro. Say that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say? Help is free.
I don't know, it's August, though.
And it's not something that I expect you to do.
Let me know I'm there, bro.
But it would be nice to see. But that's
this,
what
this
I'm
is what
to
I was saying. This is what G Herbo said the other day. He said he's done with the hood because he was supporting them and doing his thing. And they always needed money and that. And he never got nothing in return. So he said he cut off his whole hood now. And I don't think them man are fucking with him.
And sometimes you see in life, yeah, you got to just elevate, man. Mm. Once you get certain success, you just got to elevate.
Grow and evolve.
Yeah. Go around different environments. You know what I mean? Like, I understand when people leave at the ends, innit? I don't blame them because more stay in the ends. You just got to be stuck.
Hearing the same combos.
Then the wolf start coming out, put you on the menu. You know what I'm saying?
In my opinion, I don't think you should have any problem leaving people behind. Because I can't, not everyone can come with you.
Yeah, facts.
Certain people shouldn't be in certain environments.
Yeah, no, for real.
That's how I look at it.
They'll put you in a situation that you were like, whoa.
Yeah. But I've seen a bear talk about it. Even K-Trap said that.
But no, it is. I do in get one a bit, like, when the rappers and that, especially the ones that push a gangbanging persona, talk about leaving the hood behind. I look at it like, cool, do what you want to do, yeah, but at the same time, you're making money off what they're doing. Of their reputation.
No, my whole thing is, if you're leaving the hood, please do not forget to never go back. Because the same people you're now denouncing were the same people that might have been helping you out in situations that you couldn't help yourself out in the street terminology. Yeah. So don't try to say, forget them, go Hollywood, and then a few years from now, try to go back and like, oh man, I can still go to my hood. Bro, you left the man them there. So don't go back, because you're now food. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Don't
say, yo, F these, man. I'm not on it no more. Flat that. And then, come on.
But I like, you know the thing about me? I like when, like, black celebrities, like female, male, like, they get successful, they move out, like, they branch other things. Like, look at example, like, Fecky, man. Like, he's doing his thing. Like, man, watch Woods on Farm and stuff like that.
Lit.
Man listens to his album. Like, it's just growth, man. Literally, man. That's all I care about.
Living
like,
his dream.
Like, evolving, growth, like, I ain't got time for all these little, the same, you know what I mean?
I see that, like, so a man that's skeptical on it probably as well.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
A lot of his, immediate ones that are around him.
But that's
what it's meant to be. You grow. You can't be having the same conversation you had when you was in your teenage years talking about, bruv.
Yeah,
especially when you got kids and family as well. Yeah. It's like, bro, man don't need to hear this, you know?
Yeah, man.
Especially in a situation where you don't actually need to be involved.
Trust me.
You got a good thing going on. Why surround yourself just to maintain that image? Oh, I'm still that guy. Bro, you're that guy now.
Mm.
Because you're able to support, provide.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? But listen, it's the Mandem Link Up Show. You get me?
Yeah, man.
What episode are we on right now?
This will be.
Was that it? It's cut.
23 maybe.
Yeah, Mandem Link Up Show.
Mandem Link Up.
Done, no. I hope everything goes in your way, in your favor, people.
Where are you now?
In your favor, man.
You said you was gonna be there, but where are you now?
You get me? But listen, like and subscribe, comment in the comment section, follow us on all our social platforms, it's in the bio.
You get me? We're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on everything. You get me? Snapchat, all of that stuff. You get me? That's all I got to say. Mandem Link Control, DK, Big Dots, Chisel, G-Man.